It's 6 o'clock, guys.
Okay. At this time, we're going to reconvene the meeting of October 21st, 2024. The current time is 6 p.m., October 24th, 2024. We did the Pledge of Allegiance, and we're only continuing the meeting, so we'll... No, we're going to be good. So the first thing on the agenda would be the...
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Yes, Mr. Chairman, if I may. There's no reason to do any reports. There's no reason to... You've already received even public input on non-business agenda items. But because you have added a business agenda item, and Mr. Chairman, I would like to add a second business agenda item, if I can. At the last board meeting, there was discussion about Cogent Bank, and I actually have a resolution to adopt banking relationship with Cogent Bank. So we didn't talk about that before, but I had mentioned that after the meeting, and Ms. Audrey has actually listed it on the agenda. So it's on the agenda as an added item. So, Mr. Chairman, those are the only two items on the agenda for this evening's discussion. And the way to begin the process is to call for public input on those two agenda items. And if there is no public input, then end the public input on the business agenda items and go back to the board to discuss the two items.
Okay, public input on the Cogent Bank and public input on the...
Selection of new manager.
Selection of new managers. Any public input?
None.
So that public input has ended. We're moving on with the approval of Cogent Bank.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, there is a resolution. There was discussion at the last board meeting about the fact that Cogent Bank is a public depository, qualified public depository under the statute. And so the district can enter into a banking relationship.
Excuse me one moment. We are being recorded, correct? We have a recording
yes.
running?
Yes, it's right
okay.
here.
There.
Yes.
That's why I'm talking so loud. I prepared between Monday night and now a resolution to authorize a banking relationship with Cogent Bank. The board has adopted similar resolutions in the past to create banking relationships with other banks. And every time a signor on the bank or someone who's received authority of some sort under the resolution, when the person changes, then you do a new resolution. This resolution is with Cogent Bank in particular. It says, and here's some copies, but it says, there's one for each of the supervisors, but the resolution says, that's yours.
Thank you.
I don't want those back. I gave it away too fast.
The resolution says, you want to read it for me? The resolution says that there are three supervisors, Jim Bradford, John Salucci, Jennifer Fanazzo. Those three supervisors will sign on the signature lines in Section 3 of this resolution, indicating that they are authorized signors on the account or accounts, whatever accounts that are set up. And then Section 4 describes the additional authorized representative of the district as being Chanel Cruz and says that she is authorized. Do I need to put you on here?
No, ma'am. No, sir. Sorry.
She was not on.
You smarty. You got me twice.
She is authorized.
She would be authorized. So Chanel Cruz would be authorized, not as a signer, but to request and receive any and all information from Cogent Bank related to any and all accounts or agreements between the district and Cogent Bank. But she doesn't have signing authority. That's only for the supervisors to have the signing authority. That's the Section 4. The rest of it's boilerplate legalese. And, Mr. Chairman, if you want to approve the resolution, you'll need to do so by motion to adopt the resolution.
I'll put a motion on the floor at this time to approve the resolution for Cogent Bank.
I second the motion.
Aye.
All right, who was that? Jim first, John, and then John.
And all in favor.
And then Jennifer.
And so then before you leave, Mr. Chairman, we'll all need to sign. Everyone will need to sign on the resolution. I'll make sure that happens.
Right now and get it done?
Yes, sir. Here's, we'll use this one. Just sign on the line, and Ms. Chanel, there's a line for you to sign too. All right. So, Mr. Chairman, that concludes that item, and then you're on to the next business agenda item.
Okay. The next item on the agenda is the hiring of a new manager. So that's where we're at this moment. We'll sign this while we're talking about that.
So as you guys know, when I had come on board to take the position as manager, it came pretty evident to me pretty quickly that working during the day is not optimal for somebody who's going to be manager of the district. There's so much that needs to be done, daylight hours, working with contractors, fixing the gate, dealing with the police department if anyone has any reports regarding damage to our gates, so on and so forth. Yes, we advertised and we have the signs. We had a couple of applicants, and two of them were very, very young and did not have any experience. Another one lived out of state with the promise that he would move here. I really didn't understand that. And then the third was a retired female who had a background in medical.
These were the applicants.
So I know that one thing I learned for sure is that somebody needs to be here during the daytime hours to make sure things get completed. And I have to say thanks, John, because you've done so much to help me when I couldn't be around. And I'm just going to give you kudos because there's been a lot that you've done, you know, fixing the gate. And even for this last hurricane, you took over and went around with the contractors and made sure everything got done. You were like spot on. I appreciate that.
I would say this, that after the past few years that I've been on the board, mm-hmm. I personally will not recommend anybody for this position that does not have an intention to living within the district mm-hmm. and being here in that position during the daytime. It's just we've just gone through a learning process.
Yes, yes.
And what we thought would be one way, we found out didn't work very well and kept us all stressed out.
Exactly. So we live and we learn, and I guess going forward, you know, we need to make sure that somebody is going to be here. So I will say, there's a couple of things that I noticed, and I'm about to put somebody on the spot, so I hope I'm forgiven in the future. But when we first started with our website, John, I appreciate what you did because that website is up and running and compliant with our statutes because of your efforts. The cameras and the new gates, and you were out there physically with the concrete, putting up the bars to put the whole thing together, and working with iTracks and Accurate Electronics. So again, thank you. And
the cameras gave us benefit because we actually got money now from people who damaged the gates.
That's
never
true.
Did that before.
That's true. And also, you know, with you helping while I'm not here, you're saving us money because you can work on behalf of things that the engineer would need, and you've done that. So then his bills are less because you were here to be the eyes on the ground. You have a contractor's background, and
licensed in the state of Florida as a contractor.
Yeah, and as a result of that, you have that stormwater that goes along with your licensing. So your contributions to this district, I can't begin to thank you enough. I really can't.
You're welcome.
So, so with that being said, we're going to be without a manager because this will be my last month. And not to put you on the spot or anything, John, but you ever think maybe you should take the spot?
What, be manager full-time?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to need one. And I got to tell you something,
didn't
of all
of
the candidates.
That way, I just didn't mind helping you.
No, I understand, but I'm just saying to you, and I said I was going to put somebody on the spot. Sorry, John, but I think it's something.
Are you recommending John?
I would totally. I don't know if he can do that. Can he do that?
He hasn't said whether he would or not. So,
well, my first question would be to Mr. Pringle, can I, in fact, be supervisor or manager then? I'm unofficially doing a lot of the manager's job.
Yeah, you are.
But I'm still a supervisor. Can I do both? I don't know.
No, sir. You cannot be an elected official and also do business with the district. You can serve in the supervisor's capacity and get paid as the landowners authorized at the last annual landowners meeting. But that's all that you can do as an elected official, as a supervisor. That's all that you can do. Anything else is voluntary. Could not be for pay. You can't have that kind of a contract relationship with the district. So you can be one, or you could be the other, but you can't be both.
Okay. Never thought of it, Audrey, but you know.
Can we clone
if
you?
If it's going to help all of us in the district, I guess it's really up to the board here. If you consider my willingness to
Are
do
you
that,
asking you know, if we would consider
Yeah,
that?
Would you? Yeah, I'm asking, would you consider that? Because if you do, then I could resign and then take that position. But I'm not going to resign.
Well,
you guys wouldn't consider it.
Actually, I've worked with John now for the past couple of months. Two years since Ian.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to tell you, I can't think of a better person to be the manager out here. But it's like jumping from one pot into another one,
mm-hmm.
having to now fill the position of mm-hmm. supervisor to replace John. I mean, he's right. been an amazing supervisor. But I can see where, as the manager, he could most certainly be a better director of where we're going mm-hmm. than being a supervisor, because then during the month he could talk to everybody and pull things together, which has been needing to be done. I would hate to lose him as a supervisor, but I would most certainly, you would have my support in doing that if that's what you elected to do.
Well, Mr. Chairman, just to make sure that I mention, when a position on the board becomes open through a resignation, through moving out of the district, through moving on to the happy hunting grounds, whatever the reason may be.
Let's hope that doesn't happen to me.
Whatever the reason may be, the board by law has 30 days to fill the vacancy. The board is the entity who is authorized to fill the vacancy. Let me start there. It is not the governor. It is the remaining board members. So the two of you would appoint the person to fill the vacancy, and you got a 30-day window to get that done.
Okay.
So if things happen to where you've got a vacancy somehow this evening, then at your November board meeting, you would need to figure out what you're going to do to fill the vacancy.
Okay.
I have a question.
Within your 30-day window.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Yes, ma'am.
So my question to this is, if we're only allowed, now you're saying the two remaining board members, to discuss John coming on as a manager, and we can only have these discussions during board meetings, not outside of the board meeting?
Correct.
I mean, I'll put my opinion on the table. John's a neighbor. I know his resume and what his background is probably perfect for the position. So if there has to be more discussion about it between me and Jim. I know he was in favor of it. I'm in favor of it. Can we escalate this, or can we pause to talk about it? Or, mm-hmm. I mean, I've seen the candidates come through. I'm not as impressed either. I mean, like, as to if you're putting all of them on an equal scale for the position at hand.
Hands down, John.
No, I don't think there's anything from my side to discuss. I'm good with this.
Well, and yes, and any discussion needs to be right here. In the public meeting. So, yes, ma'am, you can discuss. This is the time to discuss. Neither the law, the statutory law, nor any prior actions of the board have described or prescribed any specific method that you must use to make an appointment of the manager. So it's a little different in the way that this came about to have this as an additional consideration. But it's okay because there is not, you didn't previously say that you had to, that only applicants who submitted an application by a certain date would be considered. None of that is present. Mm-hmm. So you could pick former President Trump to be the manager if he lived within the district. However, he doesn't meet that quote. So, or to be the supervisor. But my point is, it is strictly at the discretion of the board to make that decision. But if the consideration is of Supervisor Cellucci to be appointed as the manager, then that's the two of you only who would be making that decision. And Mr. Cellucci has to make it clear that he's stepping away from the role. And I guess it would be, I heard you say, so I guess it, earlier that you would do it, but you wouldn't do it if they weren't considering you, but you might think about it. So any direction that you make would need to have some element in it of it being subject to, of your resignation being subject to the appointment.
Yeah, as I mull this over, because I'm kind of taken back by it, but I appreciate Audrey's compliments as well as Supervisor Bradford and Supervisor Finazzo. I guess that's key. I would do it subject to only the board's actually going to basically appoint him. If they're not going to appoint him, I'm going to sit down as supervisor. So
how do we move forward with that? I take it we're all at it. We're the two board members present, remaining two board members that are going to vote on this. How do we move forward?
Okay. So you can't appoint him as long as he is still on the board. I guess
he's got to take a chance.
Supervisor Cellucci is going to have to blink first. And then resign so that he is not on the board, and then the remaining board members.
Please. Heads up. Okay, I'll resign.
Okay. Subject to being
that's
appointed.
Official.
Okay.
That's
all
official.
Right.
Okay.
Do I need to do something in writing on that?
It's all in the
record.
You know
what? I'm staying now. I gotcha.
Boy, did we ever fool you?
Come take a seat.
So before another breath is taken, maybe if the remaining board members, now you still have a quorum present, majority of the board present, quorum is present. If you want to have further discussion, you can. If you want to take action, you can. It is at your discretion.
Jennifer,
do
you have a recommendation?
John.
You want to recommend John to be the new manager?
Yes.
I will second that. To hire John to be the new manager of the San Carlos Estates Water Control District as of this date of October 24th, 2024.
So it will be effective immediately. And
that is, I'm going to withdraw that for just one moment. That's providing you're willing to step down at this time. If you want to continue out the month,
I,
then...
I'm more than willing to continue out the month.
And help me with the transition.
And just to let you know, we're neighbors. I love you dearly. You're my friend now. You guys have become like an extended family. I appreciate everything that you guys do. I'm going to help you out anyway, even to the end, if you have audit questions, because I've been through that already. So, you know, that's the least I can do for my community. So I'll be there to support you any way possible. If you see me fixing the gate, that's all I'm doing, guys, is fixing the gate.
Okay. So you want to continue to the end of the month?
I'll stay till the end of the month. I'm sorry. I know you.
Oh, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. No, I'm just listening. I'm trying to figure it out.
Let's see what the date will be.
So now I'm a little confused. Am I now manager and you're just going to advise me? Or you're still, like, it sounds like we're double managers.
He's going to figure this out. We can work together. I know he's going to get it.
Well, we need to know what the date is.
Correct.
So we can approve.
Correct.
October 31st.
You can have two.
Oh, okay. So...
Yes.
I'll be officially a manager,
and then you'll
be, quote,
yes,
a manager too.
Transitional.
So, transitional manager. How's that?
Sure.
Good work.
Yep. So you can do that through the end of the month.
Yeah, so.
Through the end of the month.
Okay. November 1st, you'll be the actual manager.
Let's continue my motion that we already had on the floor to appoint John Solucci to be the new manager, effective October 24th at 2024 at this meeting.
Effective now.
Effective at this point in time. Okay. So John is now the new manager, and now we are going to appoint Audrey
Medeiros.
Medeiros.
Yay! He said it right.
At the last meeting.
To
be
the assistant manager till the end of October. It's October 31st, would that be correct?
Sure.
Yes.
So that would be until the end of October 31st, of which time would be her departure date.
Yes.
And thank you. So with that, the motion is on the floor. You need to second it.
Okay.
Aye. Motion carries.
Aye.
And I would like to thank Audrey
for Miss Audrey.
Her amazing service that she has done for the district.
Thanks.
I know where you came from, and you had to learn and do everything. John's got a hands up on you, so we expect more out of him.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to say one thing to John while we're at this meeting. You are in charge of the budget. You were expected to make sure that the budget balances at the end of the year. Now, there's no pointing fingers. You're the manager, and so it's your job to make sure that our budget works through the years, and we don't come up with any shortcomings that are not emergency things. I don't want to have to worry about the budget.
No worries.
Is that fair?
I now think you're resigning.
You think you're getting reappointed?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
No,
okay.
So, Mr. Chairman, then the next step is?
The replacement.
Well, that I would strongly recommend that we place on your November meeting agenda an item of appointment of a supervisor to fill the vacancy at that time.
We can bring a name to that meeting and fill it, because we only have 30 days.
Yes, sir.
And without calling a special meeting, we need to bring that information to the meeting.
And when is the next meeting? Is
16th of November.
Okay.
Great manager.
That's great.
We have some business we need to finish conducting here concerning John.
18th.
Yes, sir. That's what I was trying to get at.
Okay.
That's where I was trying to get at.
When we hired Chanel, we jumped through these hoops pretty fast, just as we have done a moment ago here.
Yes.
We didn't set a salary. We didn't talk about a benefit package. And we most certainly need to have that discussion.
And the form of the engagement, how that's going to look, because remember, well, with Miss Audrey, you're an employee.
You're an employee.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So Miss Audrey is an employee. Miss Chanel is an independent contractor, and so both options are available options.
I have a suggestion, if I may.
You may.
I think the manager should maintain an employee status. Mm-hmm. That way the board has a little more direction that they can provide. And the salary, I believe it should probably stay where it's been, at least for the immediate time. And then we'll see how much work is done and take it from there. We can reevaluate that maybe in a couple of months, like 90 days. But I do believe it should be an employee position for that role.
There you go.
I do agree with the employee position.
Yeah, me too.
We did budget, I believe, $44,000 for the manager's position. And if we were hiring off of the street, somebody we didn't know, mm-hmm. I would agree with you 100% on that. John's been doing not just the manager's position for mm-hmm. the past year. I mean, assisting in it. Mm-hmm. Please don't take that wrongly. Assisting in it. And I think that he's shown his due diligence for a very long period of time for free. So with that already being behind him, I think we've crossed that path.
Sure. Understood. So, I agree. I do agree.
So with that, I would recommend, I might get shot down here, but I would recommend just moving forward with the budget that's been put in for the manager's position.
The actual salary, that's the line item. Then,
mm-hmm. Yeah, what I'm getting now is already.
Yeah, what she's getting is the budgeted amount for the manager.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So.
And like I said, if it was anybody else, I'd be talking 6 months or a year, mm-hmm. Agreeing with you 100%.
So then, if it is the board's pleasure, then I can prepare an employment agreement. It will be similar, I think. And so, don't we have one for you now?
Yes, we do.
So it will be similar to that?
It's a job description for the employee, the manager description.
Okay. Do we have?
Is written up. Yeah, we have.
Okay. So we can get one done, mm-hmm. and Mr. Salucci and I can figure out those details, and I suspect get that all wrapped up pretty straightforward. If the salary is the known part and the benefits are known, then the monetary.
There are no benefits.
Yeah.
It's just the salary.
No benefits, yeah.
Sorry.
Because this is really a part-time job. It's
not, correct.
Yeah, you don't have health care, any of that stuff. I understand that.
Okay.
The one thing I would say, as it's not a part of your job description, maybe it should be, but with your talent and your assistance that you've given us on everything else you've done since you've been on the board, I would like to see you take this opportunity to put together a good manager's job description as we need it in real time. And not something that you need to do tomorrow, but over the next 6 months and or before the next budget year, if you intend to get a pay increase of any kind. Uh-huh. Okay. We would like to be able to know what the job description actually should be and is.
So you're talking about taking the job description that we have right now, Mr. Chairman, and making any modifications to it.
Correct.
That may be needed. Yes, sir.
During the course of the year, so that we can come up with something that really fits the job for this organization.
Not the person.
Right.
And I think that John can, I think he has the skills, the knowledge and stuff to do that. That's one of the reasons. Man, I hate losing him on the board because now we got to get another board person. And, you know, that sometimes doesn't always work well. So with that in mind, I think that he will be a real asset taking this position.
I think his qualifications are better deserved for that position anyway.
I agree.
Oh, I think he could do it better. He could do more for us in that position. Mm-hmm. So.
So then, Mr. Chairman.
Yes,
and Supervisor Finazzo. Do you want to take action tonight to say Same terms, all the things that have been said. Do you want to make a motion to say, here are the terms of the employment agreement. He's going to be an employee part-time. Here are the terms of the employment agreement. And we authorize the attorney to finish the agreement. And we authorize the chair to sign the agreement. Do you want to do that? Or do you want to say, we want you to bring an agreement back to us at the next board meeting?
You to bring one back, or I'd like to finish it if we could.
Yes.
Just be done with this and move
the
on.
The budgeted line item, just so we have it on the record, is $44,000 for the manager's position. That's what we budgeted.
Okay.
So that's where we stand.
Okay.
So then if you want to be finished tonight, then I believe another motion of the board, the two of you, is appropriate to say, move to use those employment terms and to direct the attorney to complete the employment agreement and the chair to sign the employment agreement.
And I'm going to put a motion on the floor to use the same terms as the former manager's agreement to move forward with John Solucci's agreement for the future.
Okay. A second.
Aye. Okay. Motion carries.
All right. Very good. Then that includes authorizing the chair to sign the agreement. Correct? That motion does.
Yes.
Then we won't have to bring it back in the future. You're done tonight.
Correct.
Okay. Got all that?
Excellent. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Any other business to be conducted at this meeting?
I got nothing.
Would the new manager have anything to say?
I think that we'll just have to get together and work together. And
I think you guys have already been doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, but I mean, we'll get all the records. And
I'm excited about this. I'm really...
This is going to be good.
We just need to find a good replacement for John.
And how did that work?
So like, we've been mulling this manager, secretary, treasurer. I mean, it's been an ongoing thing for like a year. You've put out signs for the position.
Yeah. No, mm-hmm. You don't have to.
No,
she
put out signs for the position.
Of manager.
No, right.
You can pick those up now.
I'm just reiterating that she put those signages out for quite some time.
Yes.
The candidates that we had through that. Correct. So what's the process now for the new manager?
You and I get to pick. You bring one, I bring 10.
Fortunately or unfortunately, as the case may be, what the chair said is somewhat accurate. There is no description in the state law, mm-hmm, as to a specific process that you must use to fill a vacancy on the board.
Okay.
The statute says that the board has upon a vacancy occurring on the board has a 30-day opportunity to fill the vacancy.
Okay.
And it does not say what process you have to use. So you could bring a list of five names, and chairman could bring a list of five names. I balanced it for you. And
no, you didn't, because then, it was 11. She had one. I had 10.
Okay. You could each bring 5.5 people.
There you go.
And then the two of you fill. That's correct. And the two of you then make a decision on the filling of the vacancy. and then, was your seat?
It ends this coming.
The one that's up for election next?
September next year.
Okay. So then whoever fills the vacancy would be up for election at the next annual landowners meeting. So you'll still just have one supervisor up for election.
But there's no election now to fill
the seat. No, sir. No election now. Nope. Board does the appointment until the next annual landowners meeting. That's when the election occurs. And in this case, the election will be for a 3-year term because Supervisor Solucci's term was up anyway.
Okay.
So.
All right. Anything else?
No, sir.
We have two visitors. Anybody have a question? If not,
I have something I'd like to say.
I changed my mind.
Public input there.
Go ahead.
See what he did. I think that I think you're making a wise decision, because I think John has put forth the effort already this year helping out with all office for them, some of everything mm-hmm. with Audrey helping out. Mm-hmm. And I think it'll be good to have somebody in our community that will be here all day long. So I applaud you guys for making that decision.
Thank you.
And I'd like to add to that, because his accreditations are just, it's nothing but more contribution with his construction background, his knowledge, and you're just a real all-around shop guy. We appreciate you, John.
Stop. I'm never going to get out of the room.
This is the last time you're going to hear us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
The last time you have such a friendly audience.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So, I'm going to put a motion on the floor to adjourn this meeting. I'm going to entertain that motion right now.
Thank you.